AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In advance of today's Electoral College vote, President-elect Donald Trump tweeted, "If his many supporters acted and threatened people like those who lost the election are doing, they would be scorned and called terrible names." Today, the Electoral College meets to formally select Donald Trump as the 45th president. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
While Election Day gets all the headlines, today's the day that counts.
It's the American people's job, and now the electors' job, to decide my successor.
And despite appeals to some of Trump's 306 electors to switch their votes, there's no sign the outcome's in doubt. Some of those appeals are based on what U.S. intelligence says was Russian hacking designed to help Trump. But advisor Kellyanne Conway tells CBS's Face the Nation the Change Your Vote campaign's been unfortunate.
I think that actually undermines our democracy more than any other conversation that we're having right now.
What's important, she says, is for Americans to unite and move forward. Mark Smith, Washington.
Buses have resumed evacuations in Aleppo in Syria. A fragile ceasefire is back on. The United Nations Security Council is expected to vote on a resolution to send monitors to Aleppo. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the Aleppo resolution needs to pass now.
We don't have weeks. People are hungry. They're starving. They're freezing.
Bitter cold is the story again today in places like Spencer, Iowa, where Taylan Henderson is bundled up at Casey's General Store. The temperature there dropped to 27 below.
Snow pants, snow boots, a nice thick coat, and some warm gloves. And I'd actually recommend a face mask for this kind of weather.
A blizzard shut down Interstate 90 in parts of Montana. It was nice and warm in movie theaters this weekend.
May the force be with us.
A lot of seats were filled to see Rogue One, a Star Wars story. It recorded the second biggest December opening ever behind last year's Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. This is AP Radio News. The Dallas Cowboys are a step closer to home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. They beat the Tampa Bay Bucs 26-20 last night. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett is impressed with the performance of his quarterback, Dak Prescott.
Clearly he was seeing things well. He threw the ball well, made a lot of really good decisions, a lot of really good throws.
In the frigid cold of Chicago Soldier Field, the Green Bay Packers held off the Bears 30-27. Mason Crosby kicked a 32-yard field goal as time expired. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says it's a typical Packers-Bears game.
We've had some fun games here over the years, and they've been like this.
The Pittsburgh Steelers were down by as much as 14. They ended up beating Marvin Lewis's Cincinnati Bengals 24-20.
Unfortunately, this is the story of a lot of our season. When we come up short, is that our inability to score points in the second half.
Also in the NFL, the Raiders beat the Chargers yesterday. Oakland has clinched a playoff spot in the AFC. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.